We're Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Chaf Beis, and this is according to Matsudas David and Rashi. Okay? And it says, a good man will cause his grandchildren to inherit, but a wealthy sinner will keep wealth hidden for the righteous. Okay? The question is that do we see this in real life? The question is, does this really happen? I mean, where do you see how it happens? Okay. So the thing is like this. The question is, you see, we really don't understand by what we say a good man or a righteous man in Mishle, we mean a person that has trained his mind to think through everything. Every single area is thought through. So he always spends, in other words, he operates totally on the conscious level. And even when he thinks it over a second time, he could change his mind. He could do it a different way. I mean, he's constantly working with his mind to work out life and to work out all the details of life. So such a person will give over in his, the way he lives his life, will give over to his children and grandchildren, will pick up, especially his grandchildren, he'll still be alive with his grandchildren, and they'll pick up from him, and they'll pick up these ideas of good, and he'll cause them to inherit his money. Okay? A wealthy sinner might hold on to his money until one of these type of people come along. Even though these people are very rare, every once in a while these people come along. Now the wealthy sinner, what does it mean, a wealthy sinner? It means that he's guided by his emotions, but he knows how to make money. So he makes money, or by chance, either by chance he made money, which is absolutely worthless. Because he'll definitely he won't know how to hold on to it. But a person that becomes wealthy has terrible emotions. He's a sinner, which points to deep emotions that could affect him. And those deep emotions will cause him to fail. And what will happen is when he fails, if there's a tzaddik, that's why it says it keeps it hidden. Because till there is a tzaddik, with a tzaddik that lives consciously, everything is worked out according to the Pesukim. It's worked out clearly according to the Pesukim of Mishle. So therefore, that person will, when he comes about, so when the sinner loses his money, the rich man, the righteous man will pick it up. See, and it also could be, when it says a good man will cause his grandchildren to inherit his money, now the thing is that he's also, with that, he's also giving along how he made his money and how he works and how he operates. And a good man is we're talking about a person that lives the life of Mishle, that is also passed on to a certain extent to his children and grandchildren. Because he's still alive, so he could still pass it on to his grandchildren. All right? When the Pasuk says it's hidden, it means it's hidden until a tzaddik comes along, and so when he loses it, he'll lose it to the tzaddik. If there is no tzaddik around, then yeah, he might lose it to others. But if there's a tzaddik, the tzaddik is the one that knows how to work things out, so he will know how to take, when he loses the money, he will know how to deal with it, to take it over.